At the bar, she orders wine and uses the time it takes to pour to check the mirrors. Thus, she finds a man behind and to her left, in the dining area, eating alone with his back in a corner so that she can only see the edge of his hair. It is red, almost the colour Patrick's was when he was whole. Celine said he'd done this, and she didn't believe it, but now her body twitches. She has not seen him this close since he proposed to her. The thought makes her intestines writhe. It is him, though, without doubt. Cramer. Here. At last. Her Browning is a living thing, whispering in her handbag, "Use me. Use me. Use me." She is stronger than the voice. Other things matter than just his death. Wait, and we shall have vengeance twice over. Another glance in the mirror. He has a short, neat beard the same colour as his hair, and his glasses are more stylish, and he's wearing tweeds that look astonishingly foreign here in the Jura. But she has visual, as Paul Ray would say, and it is entirely unambiguous.